Abbotsford Canucks forward Danila Klimovic continued his resurgent season on Sunday, November 10, collecting 2 points, firing a team-high 6 shots and helping lead the team to a 4-2 win over the Bakersfield Condors. Klimovic has already doubled his points total from 2023 to 23 in half as many games, and he has emerged as a go-to player for new head coach Manny Malhotra in a variety of situations. Sunday was no different, as with the game tied at 1 early in the third period, Klimovic fired a shot from the face-off dot on the power play to give the Canucks a temporary lead. He was also involved in the Ty Mueller's game-winning goal later that period. Did you hear that the rocket landed in the back of the Condors' net? Rocketpick.twitter.com/jx43igjqnl. Abbotsford Canucks. At Abby Canucks, November 11, 2024. Mueller credited with the go-ahead goal. Great effort by sassonpick.twitter.com/fsensebyvw. Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, November 11, 2024. The 2021 second-round pick now has 8 points in 11 games and is tied for the team lead. Sunday also saw the return of goalie Artur Silovs to the Abbotsford crease. He made 23 saves and collected his 46th career all-win. Silovs saw relief duty in Vancouver's 7-3 loss to the Edmonton Oilers and was sent down on Sunday morning. Ty Young was recalled by Abbotsford from the ECHL's Kalamazoo Wings after Yuri Patera's injury, but he was sent to Vancouver on Sunday. General Manager Patrick Alvin announced today that F. Arshdeep Baines, F. Nils Amon and G. Artur Silovs have been assigned to Abbotsford, all, and F. Jonathan Lekaramaki and G. Ty Young have been recalled from Abbotsford, all. Vancouver Canucks, at Canucks, November 10, 2024. It's likely that Silovs and Young will trade spots when Vancouver returns to action. The Canucks and Condors played a scoreless first period, and it was defenseman Akito Hirose opening the scoring at 2:37 of the second. Matthew Savoy tied it up at 11:55 with a power play goal, and the teams were knotted at 1-2. Hirose puts the Canucks up 1-0. Pick.twitter.com/jhkg18ndpr. Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, November 11, 2024. The third period saw the offensive floodgates open a lot more, with Klimovic scoring at 3:25, Drake Kajula tying the game back up at 4:45, and then Mueller putting the Canucks up for good at 11:48. Jet Wu added an empty net goal. Klimovic and Hirose both had multi-point nights for the Canucks, and Max Sasson had a strong game as he set up the winning goal and added 4 shots. Attendance at the Abbotsford Centre on Sunday was 4,369. The win comes after a 3-1 loss to the Condors on Saturday, November 9. The Canucks fell behind 1-0 in the first period, a period that saw the teams combine for just 8 total shots. Bakersfield added another goal in the second, with Cooper Walker replying for Abbotsford at 11:31. Bakersfield added a goal in the third period to earn the win. The Canucks did outshoot Bakersfield 27-21, and starting goalie Nikita Tolopilo is on a 4-game losing streak. Rematch tomorrow. Pick.twitter.com/gltgzffxnt. Abbotsford Canucks. At Abbey Canucks, November 10, 2024. Attendance on Saturday was 4,356. Abbotsford's record after the weekend sits at 6-6-0-1, and they rank 5th in the Pacific Division. The Canucks remain home this week and next host the Coachella Valley Firebirds for games on Friday, November 15, and Saturday, November 16.